Hey, West Liberty, you are listening to WGLZ. My name is Brooke. I am here with Shelby Garrett. Up here on the hilltop, she teaches theater appreciation, acting for musical theater. She is a professional actress and helps direct the plays up here. So, how's your day been?
It's been great. Happy Friday, Brooke.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, no problem. Glad you came.
Me too.
So, what made you choose acting as a career?
That's a great question. honestly, growing up, I really didn't like anything else. Like, nothing else really brought me much joy, except for, like, make-believing and making up characters and being able to be on stage and play and be silly. So I thought, yeah, I'll just make a career out of it, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Might as well do that, right?
Yeah.
So you teach theater appreciation. Mm-hmm. So, like, what exactly is that?
Theater appreciation. So it's for non-majors. So I had a lot of criminal justice people, zoologists come mm-hmm. in and teach them the basic, you know, lifestyle of an actor, what theater is, different shows. We watch a lot of clips, lots of comedy in my class. So just giving them a background of theater and acting. That's what we do.
It's awesome. So since you are a professional actress, where has it, like, taken you?
Mm-hmm. So I graduated college in 2008, and since then I've been lucky enough to live in Minnesota with a children's tour, Cincinnati. I lived in Chicago for 6 years, lived in New York for a year, and I've been able to travel around the country with different shows and do that. So I've been to a lot of places recently.
What was your favorite place to be?
Chicago, hands down. It's the best city in the entire world, in my opinion.
Any, like, certain reason why?
The creative opportunity out there, it's really big. And the big comedy scene is out there, which is what I love. So, like, Second City is out there, where mm-hmm. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler got their start. Also, they have experimental theater, which I really love. So, not big shows like Hamilton, you know, or Wicked, mm-hmm. but more underground theater, if that makes sense. You know, darker shows.
Like less known.
Less known shows, yeah. So
that's
those are
awesome.
That's my cup of tea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. So, I heard you, like, you helped direct some of the shows mm-hmm. up here on West Lib.
Yeah.
And I heard you helped with The Foreigner. So, like, mm-hmm. what was that like?
Amazing. First off, The Foreigner is such a funny show. So being able to work with the students involved with that and teach them about comedy mm-hmm. was really difficult, because comedy's hard. Like, people don't realize how difficult comedy is. So being able to show them the different side of comedy, teach them about timing and show them different characters, it was great. Really hard, but I loved it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there, like, any, like, favorite funny moment that happened?
There's a moment with two of the actors. There's a dinner scene where they have to mock each other.
Yeah.
And the way we did it, they had to be complete mirrors of one another and, like, eat at the same time, chew at the same time. I'm not explaining it, you know, very funnily. But
yeah.
When these guys did it, I couldn't get through it in rehearsal. It made me laugh so hard. So that was my favorite moment in the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I did see the show.
And you did?
I did. And I gotta say, that was, like, one of the funniest scenes ever.
Isn't it funny?
Oh, yeah.
And it took a long time to figure out the timing of it mm-hmm. because it was such specific timing to make sure they yeah. look up at the same time and eat at the same time, you know? But good. I'm glad you saw it. I'm yeah. glad you liked it.
Well, another one of the funny things I thought was, like, when he stands on the table.
Yes!
And
yes!
Great.
Oh, that was good.
So great.
Thanks. They did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. So have you helped direct anything else on campus?
So I'm hoping in the spring we have a Shakespeare show coming up in Much Ado. It's called Much Ado About Nothing. So that's coming in the spring, and I've been asked to assistant direct that one.
Oh, cool.
I've never directed Shakespeare before, so this will be my first take on Shakespeare directing-wise. So, yeah, this
awesome.
Should be fun.
Have you ever directed anything in the past? Like,
this past summer was my first big directing experience. I directed okay. Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Down at the local community theater in Moundsville. It's called The Strand.
Okay.
So that was my first take, and I loved it. I've been on the acting side of the table professionally mm-hmm. for 12 years. So to be able to be on the other side of the table and direct and kind of be in the house and see the full picture was great. So
amazing.
Yeah, happy I got to do that.
Was Mamma Mia like real hard to direct or?
It wasn't. You know, I was scared because it's a musical, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how am I going to do this? But everybody that came out to audition and was in the show was so nice and supportive and fun and talented. So it's like, it was a great experience.
That's awesome.
We laughed a lot. Yeah.
So what was your favorite thing to direct so far?
That's a great question. Honestly, I loved The Foreigner. I loved being able to dive into the comedy world
mm-hmm.
and teach them how to do comedy. You know, that's my background. I studied comedy professionally in Chicago when I was there. So being able to pass that information along from the greats like Tina Fey or Amy Poehler was amazing, you know. And by teaching them comedy, it also retaught me things about comedy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
So right now I'm going to say The Foreigner. That was a great time.
All right. So you said you're more on the acting mm-hmm. side. Have you ever, like, your favorite acting job? Like, what would that be?
there was a show in Chicago, one of my last shows. This was 2 years ago, called The Basement Company.
Okay.
And it's a four-person show. And these three actors in the show, I just did air quotes for people who can't see me. three actors in the show, me and two other guys, are kidnapped by this playwright and were locked in his basement and chained up in his basement. And this playwright wants these three actors to perform his play. But the whole time, the three actors, me and the two other guys, are chained up. Like, our legs are actually chained up. So mm-hmm. we only had a specific path to go, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Which was like that challenge on top of being able to act it. I didn't have to wear makeup. I didn't have to do my hair. It was amazing. Like, a guy's finger gets cut off in the middle of the show, so there's like blood effects. So when I said dark comedies mm-hmm. before, that's my go-to.
That's what you like.
So that was my favorite. Yeah, Basement
that's
Company.
That's awesome. What would your biggest accomplishment be so far?
Truly, and I'm not just saying this,
okay,
but coming here and being able to teach here, it was one of those positions that literally just fell into my lap last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely changed my course of what's next in my life, if that makes sense. Acting and theater will always be a part of my life, but mm-hmm. now teaching, it's like it's opened up something new for me that I love, that I never thought I would love. So I'm going to say being here.
It's
teaching.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Is that a cop out?
No. Well, we're going to take a small break here and we'll be right back.